Enshittification and what comes after it, I've been online, in one form or another, since the mid-90s. Long enough to remember when a platform going downhill felt like a genuine surprise, almost a betrayal. These days, it barely registers. A beloved app gets an update, and within a year, it's worse in every way that matters. And we all just shrug and keep using it anyway, because where else would we go? There's a word for that now, and I have to admit, I quite like it, in a slightly guilty way, enshittification. Cory Doctorow coined it in a blog post in November 2022, and it caught on fast enough that the American Dialect Society made it their word of the year for 2023, which tells you something about how many people recognize the pattern the moment they heard the name for it. The three stages. Doctorow's version of the theory goes like this, more or less in his own words. Platforms are good to their users first, in order to lock them in. Then they start abusing those users a little, to make things better for their business customers, the advertisers, the merchants, the creators who depend on the platform for reach. Then, once everyone, users and business customers both, is thoroughly locked in and has nowhere else to go, the platform starts abusing everyone to claw back as much value as possible for itself and its shareholders. Then, in Doctorow's telling, it dies. You can watch this happen in real time on more or less any platform you can name. Search results get worse and stuffed with sponsored junk. Reels and shorts get pushed over the content you actually followed people for. A feed that used to show you your friends now mostly shows you things you never asked for, wrapped around ads you definitely never asked for. This is where my last piece fits in, which brings me back to the piece I wrote just before this one about why your feed seems engineered to make you angry. At the time, I framed that as an algorithm problem. Engagement maximizing systems, no sense of right or wrong, chasing whatever keeps you scrolling. I still think that's true, but writing this piece made me realize it's really a symptom, not the disease. Rewarding outrage isn't some independent, freestanding algorithmic quirk. It's exactly what you'd expect to see once a platform hits Doctorow's second or third stage, once the thing being optimized for is no longer does this serve the user, but does this extract the most value for the business and its shareholders. Outrage is cheap to produce, extremely engaging, and keeps people on the app long enough to see one more ad. Of course, it gets rewarded. It's not a bug in an otherwise well-meaning system. It's the system doing exactly what stage 3 enshittification asks of it. Put the two pieces together and you get a fuller picture. Negativity bias is the symptom you feel scrolling through your phone. Enshittification is the disease underneath it, the business model that makes that symptom not just likely, but close to inevitable. So what do you actually do about it? Doctorow's own answer, in his talks and in the book, leans heavily on structural fixes. Antitrust enforcement, interoperability, the right to actually leave a platform without losing everything you built on it. Those are real levers, and bigger ones than anything I can pull personally. But I wanted to try something smaller and more personal too, which is where Positron comes in. A while back, I started Positron Today as a small, deliberately non-commercial project, a multilingual, AI-summarized positive news site available in English, Dutch, and French. Non-commercial wasn't an afterthought, it was the whole point. There's no advertising to optimize for, no engagement metric anyone is trying to maximize, no shareholders waiting for a bigger number next quarter. I even went back and restructured the homepage to link straight through to the original publishers rather than trying to keep anyone parked on my own site, which is, if you think about it, the exact opposite instinct from stage 2 enshittification, where you'd normally want to trap people in your own feed for as long as possible. Is Positron a solution to enshittification? Of course not. Don't be silly. It's one guy in Antwerp with a hobby project, but it's a genuine working answer to the question, what would this look like if nobody was trying to extract value from you at every step? And I think that question is worth more small, honest experiments, not fewer. If enough of us build small things that refuse to enshittify on principle, that's not nothing. If you want to see what that looks like in practice, go have a browse. And if you've got your own small non-commercial thing going, one you built because you got tired of watching a platform you loved get worse, I'd genuinely love to hear about it. Some further reading, if this pulled you in the way it pulled me in. Enshittification, Wikipedia, how the internet became enshittified, and how we might be able to de-shittify it. The Conversation. Cory Doctorow, The Age of Enshittenment is Here. Prospect Magazine. What is enshittification? Cory Doctorow's Tech Giant Examples, Cloudfest, Positron. Today Cheers, Rick,